I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The sport of baseball continues to see immense growth in Toronto and Canada in recent years. This month alone, former right fielder Larry Walker, hailing from British Columbia, was inducted into the MLB Hall of Fame. Also, the Toronto Blue Jays continue to show they are developing into a serious long-term contender. The team has made significant gains on a wildcard spot and a potential playoff appearance in the American League. These impacts are most felt at the junior and amateur levels, especially as games and tournaments continued to a certain extent during the COVID-19 pandemic. This includes the Toronto Baseball Association, the city's oldest baseball governing body dating back to 1913. Today, Secretary Treasurer and lifetime member Howie Burney discusses the association, the trends he sees in junior levels, and the effects of continued success from both the Blue Jays and Canadian MLB legends.
Yeah, well, Toronto baseball was started in 1913. Primarily, then it was a group of senior, which is like men's teams from around the city, the old city. Then it grew to what it is now, where, you know, our members operate baseball from 4 years old to 40 years old. So the TBA is a governing body. We don't have teams. What we do is we operate the Toronto leagues and the playoffs, and Toronto baseball is a member of Baseball Ontario.
With players like Larry Walker and current Cincinnati Reds first baseman Joey Votto developing into Canadian-born stars, Burney says the effect of the Blue Jays continued to be the strongest influence on youth taking up the sport. Enthusiasm continues to be at its highest since Toronto won the American League division in 2015.
I mean, obviously, he's a very outspoken Canadian, as he was the other day at his induction. And I think that's a positive effect. But hard work and anybody can make it. But I really think, over all the years I've been involved, the biggest effect I've seen on baseball is a successful Blue Jay team that raises interest in the game. It raises it with parents, maybe want to get their kid to play, and the kids themselves can see, you know, a successful major league team on almost a daily basis. And I think right now they're on an upswing, right? And I always look at it, that's good for us, because the more coverage they get, you know, the more they win, the more kids are going to play baseball. I've always said, well, I was with the Baseball Ontario executive for many years, and I said, and we used to try and make all kinds of long-range plans. And I said, we can do all that, but the biggest effect will still be a successful Blue Jay team, and we can document it, can show it in our registration. When the peak years are 1994, then 2017, 18. And that's because it's easy to look at the Blue Jays had success, and it follows the next year or two. Yeah, that's part of it. But I think the biggest part, it started to some extent before that with the Expos, with baseball being more in Canada. And then the Blue Jays have had a great effect. And as they got better, back to the 80s and then the 90s, our registration just continued to grow. It peaked after they won the two World Series. And then it plateaued somewhat, and went down and plateaued, and then it rose again in 2015 and 16. It came down somewhat, but obviously the pandemic has, you know, changed the last 2 years completely. So you really throw them out the window, because we didn't operate everywhere, and we just couldn't operate. So we're all curious what's going to happen in sport in general when we get back to normal. Hopefully we get back to normal sooner than later. Will there be a drop-off? Will it be great enthusiasm? I know locally where I'm involved in Leaside, we're operating a relatively small fall program, but it sold out in no time and we had big waiting lists. So there is enthusiasm, you know, for kids to play. Well, what it was to the point that we couldn't handle it all. I think the first time that I significantly can remember in the city in general, we didn't have room for kids because our facilities are limited. You know, Toronto is a city with the parks where they are. There's not new parks being built. The only positive we get once in a while, there's another diamond gets lights, which kind of increases your capacity. But many of our leagues were turning kids away, waiting lists, because we simply couldn't. You know, we can figure out how many we can handle to fill the number of teams, the number of diamonds, number of coaches we can get, etc. And it was very significant. It was very concerning because turning kids away is the last thing you want to do. But a lot of us did right across the city and beyond the city, not just because they have an effect throughout Ontario, probably nationally, but particularly in Ontario.
The success of the Blue Jays and their young core continued to be emulated by the association's junior players. This includes Vladimir Guerrero Jr., whose dominance as a hitter and outspoken personality resonate with the youth.
Well, I guess the kids do identify with certain players more than others. I don't know that I've ever really looked at that. More looking at a team. You do see it. In the last year, we have a baseball camp in Leaside, and I see kids wearing sweaters and jerseys. And Guerrero is very prominent. Right? A lot of kids now wearing Guerrero numbers on their back. So, because he's not only he's exceptional, he's got a personality that is larger than life. So, he'll be one right now that I think will be extraordinarily popular.
Mm. Can you recall any from the World Series wins?
Yeah. Robbie Alomar was probably, he was their best player. I would think he was probably the most popular. People have their own. And through the other years, Bautista was extremely popular. And you reflect, you know, if you watch games, you see people wearing. I'm old enough to remember when people didn't wear team paraphernalia. Mm-hmm. But when they do now, it's common. You see, watching games, you can look at whose name's on their back, you know, and it's they tend sometimes you'll see old names, but more often not, it's the current players and who become very popular.
As some restrictions loosen during the pandemic, Bernie is optimistic that registration will bounce back heading into next season.
It was very different. Like obviously last year it didn't happen. This year it was done in a very different way. Normally in Toronto we would have our playoffs in August, mid-August, and then our team, the Ontario playoffs, would be most on the Labor Day weekend. Some of the ages of, say, kids who are last year high school, they would be earlier because a lot of them leave in mid-August for whatever school they're going to, but most often the Labor Day weekend. This year, the OBA came up with something called August Madness, which teams applied to, and they had groups of teams around the province. In particular, we separate by age, by each year, and then by what we call classification, which goes from AAA, AAA, down to D, and it's based on population and a combination of population and merit. And so teams were into their groups, and groups usually have either four or five, and they played a round robin over a couple of weeks, and then they moved to the next round, Most of the next round was a final round, where they did the same thing and maybe more travel involved. And we came up with Ontario champions. And they're actually on the Baseball Ontario website. There's a button called August Madness, and then you can find the button that's where the list of this year's Ontario champions. I don't know if they're all finished yet. They probably are, but I haven't really checked each one to see. Mm-hmm. And we had a few Toronto teams which won their division of August Madness. Yeah, I'm really optimistic. I think what we've seen, and I know, like, for instance, where I am personally and locally is in Leaside. And our house league was a spring, primarily spring and fall, because in our community in the summer, at the house league level, kids aren't around. They've gone to cottages or camps. But for the other associations who did run summer programs, they were lower than usual because they were later doing everything, but they still were significant. And so they're optimistic. You know, I'm really optimistic going into next year that we will have a strong registration. We'll find out. We start late this year trying to plan next year. And I think we'll be planning for a normal season. One thing about baseball is even with the virus, we were still able to play even last year, although we were quite late. We did play, but just at the rep level, rep and select, which is a slightly down competitive level from rep, people were extremely happy to get their kids out doing something. And baseball is a safe, relatively safe game. There's very little contact, and we have some special rules. This year we modified them a little bit. They leave a little bit more leeway. And we've had virtually no problem with any cases of virus. And none that I've ever heard were attributable to baseball. They were somewhere else in the community. So I don't see any reason why we can't run a normal summer, spring and summer next year.
I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.